Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of May 18th through 22nd, 2020. Thank you to this week's podcast and newsletter sponsors: The Spiritual Asshole Podcast, The Long Shots Podcast with Connor Powell, and the newest podcast from Lantigua Williams & Co., How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything. More information on our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On the show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. Then we'll have some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, and we'll wrap it all up with some sponsor information and Patreon shoutouts. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Movies in Your Head. The curator is Sam Dingman, the host of the acclaimed podcast from Spoke Media, Family Ghosts. Here's why Sam chose this theme. He says, "As quarantine life stretches onward indefinitely, I'm finding myself living in my head even more than normal. These episodes remind me that the voices I hear in there aren't always reliable, no matter how entertaining they may sometimes be." Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Sam, along with short descriptions of each one. The first episode comes from The Heart and is called Movies in Your Head. It's 22 minutes long. This audio piece is a documentary experiment produced in collaboration with Shani Aviram. It began with questions about how perception is altered in early romantic relationships. How does one's sense of reality fail when falling in love? Months of research and 17 interviews later, a single narrative emerged. The next episode comes from Seek Treatment with Kat and Pat and is called Messy in My Communities with Tammy Sager. It's 92 minutes long. Kat, Pat, and special guest Tammy Sager discuss Sardis, quiz bowls, Mariah, imperforated hymens, gambling, seeing doors, and so much more. Next episode comes from Unwell and is called Homecoming. It's 20 minutes long. About this podcast: Lillian Harper moves to the small town of Mount Absalom, Ohio, to care for her estranged mother, Dorothy, after an injury. Living in the town's boarding house, which has been run by her family for generations, she discovers conspiracies, ghosts, and a new family in the house's strange assortment of residents. The next episode comes from the Paris Review podcast and is called Missed Connections. It's 45 minutes. In this episode, Mark Maron reads The Worm in Philly, a story by Sam Lipstadt. Robert Pattinson reads a poem by James Wright. George Plimpton recalls a boxing match in Hemingway's dining room. And Sadie Stein shares a story about missed connections. The last episode comes from Love and Radio and is called A Girl of Ivory. It's 39 minutes long. In this episode, Dave Cat and Sador have a blissful marriage together in the suburbs of Detroit. One day, a Russian woman showed up unexpectedly at their doorstep, declared her love for both of them, and asked to move in. It was a complicated situation, but that does not even begin to scratch the surface of this unusual threesome. Those are the podcasts and episodes recommended by Sam Dingman for this week's theme, Movies in Your Head. Hopefully, listening to these episodes will take your mind off of the movies playing in your own head while you listen to the movies playing in the heads of others. Sam Dingman is a storyteller himself, one of my favorites, actually. You can find him on social media to keep up with what he's doing. He's on Twitter at Sam Dingman and on Instagram at Dingmania. Each week in our newsletter, which you can find and sign up for on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, our curators have a chance to show off something that they love. It can be a project, a nonprofit they want to highlight, or anything, really. Here's what Sam wants us to know about. He says, "My podcast, Family Ghosts, just wrapped its third season, and I would humbly suggest it as an ideal quarantine binge listen. We've got stories about jewel-smuggling grandmothers, stolen corpses, parents who started cults, and a whole lot more, in styles ranging from first-person narration with original scoring to a full-length audio musical." Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag BrainMovies. Instead of podcast news this week, a short check-in on podcast virtual events. As you can imagine, all in-person events have been canceled. The podcast world has adapted pretty quickly. I've already attended and spoken at 3 podcast virtual events, and there are more to come. First, a recap. I had so much fun this past week at the Outlier Podcast Festival Virtual Summit. I emceed the event along with my co-creator, Ever Gonzalez. I was afraid at first that the intimacy that we're usually able to foster at our in-person events would not translate to the internet, but I'm happy to say that I was wrong. It was really a lovely event, and going virtual actually gave speakers who might not otherwise be able to join a chance to do so. We had many folks join us from overseas, and we would have never met them in regular circumstances. Silver linings, I think, is what this entire pandemic is about. I also moderated a panel of newsletter writers. There was Sky Pillsbury, whose name you're probably familiar with, from Inside Podcasting. There was James Cridland of podnews.net, and there was Paul Kondo of Podcast Gumbo. Videos from the event will be available shortly on the Outlier Podcast Festival Facebook group, so you can join that to check them out. Next week, I'm speaking at the We Are Podcast Summit. The event is from May 21st to 23rd. Whether you're looking to supercharge an existing podcast by way of massively increasing your audience, or you want to maybe launch a new show or captivate an audience, this is a really great event for you with amazing speakers. You can get your tickets at amplify.com/we-r-podcast. I definitely encourage you to check out some of the podcast events that are going on virtually lately. A lot of the tickets are very cheap, and it's a great way to learn about the podcast industry, whether you're a podcaster yourself or you work in a marketing role. It's a really great thing to do. So go ahead and check out those podcast events. I'll post more information about them in the show notes. Now it's time for our sponsors. Thank you to all of them. They make this podcast world go round. First, How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Everything. Now that we're spending so much more time at home with our families thanks to social distancing, communication is key. A new weekly podcast, How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything, wants to help adult children of immigrant parents better handle those difficult but necessary conversations. Award-winning producer Juleika Lantigua-Williams interviews an adult who has a scenario to share and a relevant professional who can shed light on the situation and offer concrete steps for them and the rest of us. Catch How to Talk to Mommy and Poppy About Anything anywhere you listen to podcasts. Next up, Long Shots with Connor Powell podcast. History may be written by the winners, but presidential politics is often shaped by the long shots. Hosted by veteran journalist Connor Powell, Long Shots profiles 8 presidential candidates who lost their race for the White House, but changed American politics for better and for worse. You want to know who gave Trump the idea for the border wall? Or hear about the original free love feminist who ran for president in 1872? Want to know how the Rainbow Coalition made a President Obama possible? Then listen to Long Shots, available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Next up is Spiritual Asshole, a podcast in which Comedy Central comedian Brendan Fitzgibbons takes a deep, man-bun-free dive into all facets of modern spirituality with guests from the TV and professionals who know things. Covering everything from yoga, meditation, astrology, relationships, drugs, sex, music, oneness, enlightenment, the afterlife, baby Yoda, old Yoda, angry teenage Yoda, the podcast gets to the core of what's truly spiritual and what's just an asshole. This week's episode features host Brendan Fitzgibbons interviewing Emily Murphy, someone he met on Hinge and ended up spending the entire quarantine together with, after only 3 dates. Find out how they did this without murder. Listen to Spiritual Asshole on Apple Podcasts or go to spiritualasshole.com. I've never said asshole so many times in a row. Next is Patreon time. Thank you so much to our supporters, especially in these strange times. We really appreciate it. We've got Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, Maja, and Katie. We love you. You can become a contributor too, and you get this nifty shout out. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective and sign up there for just $2 per month. That is all for today. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show, and we share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week, it was 44 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at EarbudsPodcastCollective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night, so you will always have podcast recommendations. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Thank you for tuning in. Tweet at us to let us know that you're an ear buddy and that you enjoy our podcast recommendations. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you next time. Keep washing your hands and keep listening to podcasts. Happy listening. Bye-bye.